Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Everyone, it's Lizzie Cundy, and I have a new co-host, Rosie Underwood, the director of Fashion and Beauty at OK Magazine.
Hi.
Hello,
we are
Rosie.
So happy to be reunited right now. I can't believe it.
Honestly,
okay, heart palpitations.
I'm so excited to see you, and you said my choker is on trend. I'm so pleased.
It so is. Whoever told you that isn't on trend?
No, they said chokers are going out, and I love a choker.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And Rosie, look, I know I haven't seen you for a while, but we have got a bumper pack show.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
This is killer because I can't hold in the gossip already. It's coming out with me from my
pores.
We have
got too much gossip, but we haven't seen each other. I've got to be very careful I don't say anything on air that I shouldn't say.
Be careful, Candy.
Because I'm desperate to tell her all the news.
Rein yourself in.
I'm trying. So, Rosie, we've got a hell of a guest list.
Yeah, we do actually, don't we? And we're reunited with our lovely friend Zara.
We've got Zara Holland on. She's going to reveal all. She's got a calendar, a new ITV show.
Oh.
And she's only bringing her mum, who's also got an ITV show.
Oh, my God, everyone's on ITV. ITV is actually
her lovely mum, Cheryl. Yeah, but it's a main time, daytime people. Her mum has got it. Right?
It's in the family.
We've also got lovely Huey from Big Brother fame, who's got something very exciting to exclusively tell us.
We're going to get a big reveal.
And we've got Charlotte Dawson.
Amazing.
You know Charlotte?
Yeah, and I do. And I also, I think in between that, we've got a fair few things that need to be discussed.
I'm getting scared.
I'm actually a little bit scared that we're going to run over, but oh well.
By the way, can you believe Trump? I have to bring it up.
I know. I knew it was coming, but I didn't want to be the first person to bring it up. But I actually can't cope. I'm also worried that I look a bit like him today because I'm a bit tanned with blonde hair sweeping
I'm a bit
over.
Orange. No, yeah, you don't. You do
I'm
not.
I'm channeling
look.
Donald Trump. This isn't really a good move at all.
As long as I'm not channeling Hillary Clinton. I don't like losers. No, but it was a shocker. I mean, I woke up to the news.
I felt sick. I genuinely
I thought
felt
it was a
bit,
joke.
I thought it was a joke, and I also felt a bit like the world was crying. I know it sounds really, really dramatic, but it was raining so hard, and everyone was so depressed, and everyone was just walking around like hating. I had
Is
to
it
go.
True?
I had to go buy my team Haribo to cheer them up. Genuinely, everyone was so depressed.
Yeah, but I'm not a Hillary fan, okay?
No, that's the thing. People are divided because she's... Yeah, I mean, I could get really heavy into politics right now, but bore you a bit.
We want your views, what you feel out there. Yeah. But a lot of people are scared to say they like Trump. Can
yeah,
I tell
they,
you?
They are. And the thing is, he's the poor... He's helping people that haven't got much money, basically. He's deducting taxes, and he's, you know, in people's favour in a lot of ways.
But I've got to say, he kept saying, crooked Hillary, and she is crooked. And I think that stuck. He said that every began of every sentence.
And if you're a woman, there's a few other things that might stick that might offend a few ears.
He's going to... I've just got to say, made me laugh. I was coming in the car and on the radio, Nigel Farage was on, and he said, yes, I think Donald Trump has to see Theresa May, but I hope he doesn't touch her up.
Oh, my God!
We're getting Nigel on the radio. I'm going to text him in a minute and get him on.
Imagine if he cracks onto our Prime Minister. What would we do then? I'd stage an intervention then. I think I'd actually get involved.
They might make a nice couple. No, Theresa's very happily married, but that
I'm
would be
sure
weird.
She is. Oh, God, that would be a marriage made in hell.
But he's got to see Obama. That's going to be awkward.
I know, that's going to be so awkward. I've actually got a bit of a crush on Obama. No,
really?
I'm at the moment, especially now, when you look at Obama standing there talking and, you know, literally talking to the people, and he's got this thing going on.
He's got
when
a
you
bit,
look at
it's
Trump
charisma.
And then you look at Obama, you're like, hello, Mr. President. But
Obama, do you know what? I think it's a lot to do with him. That because he pushed it too hard. He was telling everyone how to vote.
Yeah.
Like when he was here and he told everyone not to vote for Brexit. It goes again, because people go, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I do.
He pushes it too hard.
He does push it, but the thing is, I think sometimes people need that. They need to be told. Because a lot of people
didn't
are a
work,
bit lost. No, it didn't work, but a lot of people are a bit lost.
Yeah.
But can I ask you, did you see...
It depends what you're going to ask
I mean,
me.
It's nothing bad, but I don't know if you saw Leonardo DiCaprio's new documentary called Before the Flood. And
I've not seen it.
Well,
it's
about climate change, which is
good.
Very important.
I was thinking about what
yeah, it's nothing else. But it is quite funny watching. Right, okay. Obviously, the issues that are raised are very highly important. I'd like to stress that everyone watch this tonight. It's about 90 minutes long. But anyway, that aside, watching Leo sort of go about his life not as an actor is really quite entertaining.
Well, what was he like as a person? Did you feel from it?
He's
nice guy.
Yeah, nice. I've met Leo. You've met Leo. He's a nice bloke. He knows how to be polite to women.
Mm-hmm.
He basically, it's really funny. He's really polite, but also a little bit scared because he's kind of been, he's thrown into a position, like a political position, where he doesn't feel all of that safe.
Confident.
He's not that confident. He's confident in what he believes in, but when
it
comes
weird,
to discussing
yes.
like actual global issues, he sort of
pulls back.
Pulls back. which is interesting to watch because
you'd think as an actor of his caliber he'd be so overconfident, but he's not.
He's amazing at rehearsed public speaking. Like, I'll give him that. But when you know, there's this woman in India that says to him, "What are you going to do about this? You Americans, what are you going to do?" And he's literally cowers. He's like, "I don't know."
He's a brilliant sweet guy,
and he's doing the right thing, I think.
Oh God, without a doubt.
No, but people moan all the time because he has got a particularly bad carbon footprint himself. But I just think he's got a very good voice, and his voice travels a lot further than a lot of politicians.
I've got to see this.
Keep speaking up and keep being hot stuff. And I like watching Leo.
What's going on with his love life?
Well, God. Well,
you know, he has a pole that's in his room downstairs, lap dancing pole. Just thought I'd tell you that.
A lap dancing pole? How do you know that? Have you been to his house?
Not saying.
I got trapped in a lift with Leo. That was a career highlight.
I hope you didn't fart.
No, I didn't know he was in the lift with me, and then I turned around. I had two gin and tonics in my hand, and there were two men behind me, and I was really scared because I was like, oh, two men have just got in the lift behind me. And
oh,
I was in America.
OMG.
Drinking laws in America, you're not really allowed to sort of leave premises with gin and
tonics.
Was
this on one of these Oscar nights?
It might have been. And then basically...
You were Natalie.
Were you there?
I've probably been there.
I was probably bringing you the gin and tonics.
I remember once I was there. You and Natalie were there. I was at the Beverly Hills bar. And I remember thinking, this is surreal.
Yeah,
I walked into the before party. They thought I was someone I wasn't. And they were welcoming me in, like, yeah, hi. And I'm thinking, they think I'm someone else.
I love doing a bit of that.
It was great.
In America, they believe anything. If you've got a British accent,
they'll go, wow. You're Kim Kardashian of London. I was like, no.
Yeah, something like that. And then basically, no, what I was saying was, so the other man that walked in the lift behind me was Bradley Cooper. So I was standing in the lift making a complete fool out of myself, not realising who was behind me, and it was Bradley and Leo.
Where was your mobile phone and selfie?
I don't know. It literally wasn't there because I didn't realise it was them until they got out of the lift. It was the worst moment of my life. And the worst
lift
part
moments,
was...
Lift moments.
Well, I spilt the gin down myself in the process of the lift, and I went, don't tell anyone. And then someone just went, mom's the word. And I went, oh, I know that voice. Leo. Like, come on. That was like the worst... moment, best and worst moment of my life.
I feel so gutted you didn't realise.
I know.
Can
they
I tell you what?
Selfie
yeah, you need your hands
so
free. Why are you holding drinks?
Gin. Yeah, it's you taught me that.
Yeah, swelling in the corner. Now I have a lift moment.
Yeah.
I was in a lift at the Dorchester. The doors opened, and this is when poor Whitney Houston was around. Came in, rest in peace, Whitney. Darling, can you help me? And she had two big Louis Vuitton bags, so I pulled them in the lift. My legs nearly buckled. God knows what was in them. I pulled them in. I was like that, and then she was like, "I can't breathe." She was having a bit of a panic attack. So we got to the ground floor. Then she went, "Darling, be a good girl. Can you get the luggage out for me?" I was like, "What am I? What you're skiffy." Yeah. So then I'm lifting these huge. Honestly, my legs were buckling. I don't know what the hell was in these bags, but I couldn't. And then we don't want to say. But then with that, their security jumped on me because they thought obviously something was going on. She was like, no, the poor child. She was trying to help me. Give her some money.
I was just
like,
imagining you in one of your glitter dresses in massive heels trying to drag Whitney Houston's cases.
I was.
That's amazing.
Because I was going from their hair salon to the event, which was up.
Do you remember?
It was embarrassing.
The Rosewood with Justin Bieber when I left, and then he was just standing. What?
I told you.
I know. I should always just stay next to you at events.
I told you.
So the story was that me and Cundy were celebrating in the Rosewood. What was it?
Lipsy.
Michelle Keegan Lipsy Collection.
Look at us.
Lipsy. And then I vacated early because I was being boring. And then as I left, I passed a small blonde boy and was like, oh, isn't he pretty? And then carried on going, and then literally speak to Cundy the next day. So yeah, did you see Justin Bieber last night? He was hanging out in the, you know, in the lobby of the Rosewood. I did see him. I continued to walk straight. He must have thought I was one of those cool people that didn't want a selfie.
But that was when I was next to him, and I said, oh, excuse me. And he turned, and it was Justin Bieber, and he went, oh, you want a photo? And I thought, cheeky, so what? And I thought, oh my God, it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, but that was just before he sort of came back all big and we turned into Beliebers.
And you went to see him the other night.
I know. Right,
that was my invite.
That was an interesting evening.
What happened? How was he?
Well, he was in better spirits than other nights. But I feel like some English person needs to sit Bieber down because this is my theory with this whole strop scenario. he's quite, you know, Americans are very much more in touch with their spiritual side, shall we say, than us Brits. We're a bit more sarcastic and jokey and, yeah. So, basically, if you go up north to Manchester and you do a big performance and you start going, yeah, like, namaste. And this is coming from me. I'm a yogi, you know. I love all this stuff. And he starts saying, like, you know, love is this and love is that. And it's amazing. It's great that he's saying that. But a lot of British people with their friends might feel a little bit awkward.
Yeah,
when
he's
talking
very
like that, it's very American. So they might start going, like, lol, ree, boo, next song, please. He's going to get livid, which he did, and he threw his microphone on the floor.
And he walked off. Were you there that night?
No, he was really polite on my night. He did actually ask politely if everyone could be quiet while he's talking in between songs, please.
Yeah, but they weren't really interested in his silly talk.
No, but I am. This is the thing, I quite like his talk, and it's quite inspirational. It's like, you know, but then...
It's a bit American-y, faking
like
phony.
Someone needs to sit him down and say, look, when you're in up north in the UK...
Don't do it.
Keep that talk
keep
to a minimum, because, yeah, British folk like a bit of humour and not much else.
Now, you know, I first met Bieber at the movie. Bieber the movie.
Bieber the movie. What's it called?
Right?
What is it called? It's called something really cringe.
Okay, anyway, I am there.
Never say never.
Never say never. I didn't want to go to this dancing because I didn't know really. This was before the massive fame.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just on the market. And I thought, oh, do I have to go? He's like near age of my son. Do I really want to? Am I bothered? And I went with Caroline Faraday, my mate.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then this lady went, oh, I don't know anyone here. And I said, oh, don't you? I said, come and sit with us. She goes, I don't know. I'm sitting on my own in my seat. And I said, look, we've got a spare ticket. Come with us. It was only the Bieber's mum.
No.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
And I've still got her number.
Oh, my God. Well, can we go on a night out with Bieber's mum?
She was a bit...
It's a bit odd. I think they've fallen out, have they?
Possibly.
They do tend to have ups
she
and
downs.
She was
a little bit like she'd vote for Trump. One of those.
Oh, okay, we're not friends with her now.
No,
do you think Bieber's voted for Trump?
I think they could because they're from... Do you not notice everyone that's voted for Trump has a baseball hat
and
no
blonde
teeth?
Hair.
They can't vote for Trump because they're Canadian.
Ah,
oh,
can't
I
vote,
can't
for,
vote
Trump.
For Trump! Nicely sidelined,
we've got to
Justin.
Build that wall.
Yeah.
No, right, on that note,
I'm not building
darling,
a bloody wall.
Well, because we've got beautiful Sarah Holland and a gorgeous mum, Cheryl, both got new shows coming out, calendars, you name it, they've got it. We want to know the gossip, the love life. She's got a new fella.
Ooh,
so much to ask, but we're going to play a quick track and then we've got lovely Zara in the house.
Amazing.
presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
Mark Gatiss.
Hi, Dan.
In my memory of it, it felt like it immediately was a hit.
It
like
was.
Some things
no, but it's not. It's not your memory. It's literally what happened. Benedict was an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
And when we did the pre-publicity, obviously Martin was the name, and he was an overnight sensation. That was it. It was extraordinary, and it'll never happen again to us. It was like bottle lightning. The timing, the casting, the writing, everything just clicked.
Yeah, career.
And it was just its moment.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Complaining, don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all were protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Up your mind, what do you mean?
Just for you, Rosie.
Oh, I'm in heaven.
You love that man.
And, but do you know what? He's just rented a house in North London.
Yeah.
And guess where I live?
Where?
North London.
Ah.
Does he expect me to believe that that's some sort of a weird coincidence?
He's stalking you,
yeah,
darling.
Yeah, he totally is. It's weird, isn't it? I just need to.
All the girls are camping out. And my friend's nanny went across the road and went, girls, why are you all outside here? And they were like, Phoebe's here. And this girl's nanny was out there as well, not looking after the kids. Like, everyone's obsessed.
Everyone's going mad.
Everyone's Bieber mad.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm so excited.
Why? Who's here?
Because Zara Holland and our gorgeous mum, Cheryl's, are in the house.
Hello. What beautiful bombshells we've got, Sai.
I mean, you both are such beauties.
And very kind.
No, it's true. Mm.
Yeah,
and Zara's gone a brunette.
Yes, I've had a refresh of my colour today.
It looks really nice. You can still see a hint of the blonde, though, which I quite like.
I had it done maybe like 4 weeks ago, and it was very dark, and I thought, oh, well, I can't have my blonde moments anymore. So, yeah.
You can't get away with that.
Can't get away with it. So I thought maybe I need to add...
Is that your natural colour, though?
It is, really, yeah.
That's nice. So, but people might call you Malteser, because that's what I used to get called. When you're brunette on the outside, blonde on the inside.
Oh, I could have a Malteser.
Yeah, Malteser
that's actually
moment.
A really good one.
We've got loads outside. Fill your boots.
Actually...
Let's have a Malteser. I need more than a Malteser the way I'm feeling. Anyway.
Lizzie's been up on night.
I have not slept. Who needs sleep? Not me. I'm a robot. I will go out in a blaze one day and they'll be gone. Girls, welcome to Fubar. Thank you. You know we love you. There's so much going on. And first I've got to say congratulations to both of you. Zara, you've got your new calendar.
Yes.
Very saucy pictures, some of them.
Oh, Zara.
Tasteful.
There's tasteful.
Tasteful.
Well.
Can you talk us
through
some
of them? You blush when you saw some?
There was one or two that, I got a bit rosy cheeks, but and my dad was a bit,
granddad.
I think they're quite beautiful.
Yeah. I love the front cover.
Oh, thank you.
Chose
I like
well.
The bunny.
What was your favourite shot, Zara?
And
what
Halloween.
Was Halloween. What was that?
I was a devil.
Oh, very and what
fitting.
Was yours?
Yeah, very fitting. Yeah.
Oh, I like the bunny.
Oh, the nice March. Innocent bunny.
The innocent bunny, which Zara is.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Zara, you've had a very eventful year because last time you were here, you just got back from the jump.
Yes, that was like February.
Can you believe that?
We were there. I can't believe it.
And that's a year ago. Yeah. And it has gone crazy since.
Really crazy. Totally life-changing. But amazing experiences. I mean, to say I've had a fashion range out, my calendar's out, I've been to events.
Love Island.
Love Island.
Was that hard to watch when watching her on Love Island? I must have been.
Yeah, some of it, I sort of put my fingers in my ears and shut my eyes. Sometimes, but then other bits, I was laughing so much. I was like crying, laughing.
I know.
Some of it was really funny.
Very good TV.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was great TV. You're so hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. See my blonde moments.
We saw one of the blonde moments. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Anyway.
She's brunette now. It doesn't
count. Yeah, brunette now. It's all gone. It's all changed.
It's a new leaf.
But yeah, then went on holiday. And had my 21st birthday, had that in Marbella, and then...
Barbados, lots of pictures in Barbados. Yeah. I think every day I kept seeing pictures.
There was every day. And can I just say, that they were not set up or anything. Like, we'd literally, like, I'd be so hungover some mornings, and you know when you just want to, like, lie in the sea and not do anything. And this guy would be there hiding, like, behind a canoe or,
I know.
Like,
yeah,
they're with really a towel crafty. On his head.
They're naughty. They're naughty in Barbados.
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it.
I swear they're more crafty.
Yeah, mum was like, I can't relax. I need to breathe in all the time.
No, it's horrible in Barbados.
2 weeks. It was crazy.
You know, don't you, Lizzie?
Well, I was there once. I was about to tuck into a hot dog, of all things. And my boy turned into the spy, like Inspector Poirot. And he went, Mum, there's one behind a boat. And he's in the sand lying down. You're about to bite into that sausage. It won't be a good picture. And I went, oh, no. I was like, suck my stomach in, put the sausage down.
They're like funny little animals, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
You see them running around. You're like,
crazy.
Oh, what's that person doing?
And you're I know. But in the end, I went up to him. I said, look, if you're going to take a picture, can you just tell me? Because it's really horrible. I've got my kids here. Da, da, da. And he went, yeah, okay, of course I will. But then the next day he was again hiding.
I think that's the thing though, like with everything. Like obviously, Prince Harry's released that statement this week, hasn't he?
Oh, that was full on.
That was really full
on. That was a tough
but
one.
Yeah. It's, I think there's, like he is a normal person, but. You know,
he's
everybody, he is, you know, he's a royal.
Yeah,
so
it's funny though, but
it's
I do
hard.
Think it's hard because I do feel
you
like.
You feel for him.
Yeah, yeah. Because I.
How is he ever going to get a girlfriend, though?
Well, he's got one now.
He's got one now.
Guess what?
I'll go out with him.
I know her.
Do you? I knew you know her.
Because I had to look after her. I looked after her. She was at the Eva Longoria.
In Canada.
And I know. When it was in London.
Yeah.
And she was sitting next to me. And I said, Suits. I didn't really know Suits. So I rang my boy. And my boy went, oh no, she's hot. She's really nice. And we became quite good friends.
Yeah.
And she followed me on Twitter and we text. Which used to text, and when I saw her, I went, oh my God. And I realised I hadn't followed her back on Twitter. And I was like, oh,
quick.
But she actually is a very, very sweet girl. I was very sorry to see her sister write all that about her. It must have been tough.
I don't. I don't understand how they met. Is that out there? Because I was like, well, she's not really someone that's going to be on the polo circuit, is she? She's not. You know, I was a bit like,
wasn't he in Canada? And then Canada. That's
well,
how
he was
they
doing.
Met.
Yeah, he was doing yeah. his charity work out in Toronto.
I'm actually scared to even talk about it after this statement. Have you read the full statement?
Yeah, I tweeted it.
We got it all. Obviously sent round to the magazine where we were all talking about, you know, read this, and you know, now it's, you know, and I get it because I had no idea. I obviously, you know, you do get it that if someone goes out with a prince they're going to be hounded, but to the level
extreme
I couldn't believe, and you know, there's been racist attacks
breaking
and
into
breaking into
a house,
it's
so like,
well, absolutely animalistic, like it's too far. And the thing is, and you know, it's there's a fine line, and it's kind of weird because it's like Harry, he's a prince. Obviously, you're going to expect a certain level of harassment. He's had it his whole life. He knows the deal, but
he's
saying,
his mum. I mean, he couldn't get any worse,
and,
really.
And he's saying, like, I understand the drill, but Jesus, this is too much.
I think it's like anything when you're in a new relationship. Like, I am.
Talking of love, love is in the air. Everywhere I turn around.
Are you going out with Prince Harry?
No.
As well.
She's got her own prince.
I have my own prince.
Actually, do you know what? I was sitting there and I saw your because I obviously follow you and like everything you do. And I saw this picture and I thought, it's out, this Instagram picture. And then all of a sudden there was loads of likes. And then I thought, I bet the phone's ringing. People have seen this picture.
It went everywhere.
Of you and your man.
Tell us about them.
How did you meet? Who is he? What's his name? Has he got a nice family?
Yeah.
Well, he's perfect. He is amazing.
Wow.
I met him through mutual friends in Barbados.
Random it happened. He wasn't a pap, was he? He wasn't.
Well, actually,
climbing up a tree. Oh my gosh! So
and
you
it was just
in Barbados.
Yeah, he lives up north, which is perfect for you know for me, and everything's amazing. We're going to Bali for New Year.
Oh, Bali is one of my favourite places.
OMG, Mum, you obviously know him.
I do, and honestly, he is. He is a perfect boyfriend.
Oh, amazing! Yeah. I'm buying a hat.
The
Oh my god, I'm really excited!
It's so nice.
I'm like Auntie Showbiz here.
Auntie Showbiz.
I'm getting
crazy.
A hat.
Yeah, she's buying.
I want to meet him.
You buy a hat and I'll buy a fascinator. Should we wear matching outfits?
No, but I've never seen your face light up. And I know.
She's very dark.
Yeah, I'm really
tell
happy.
You really are.
I met him on my own island. It didn't need Love Island to meet
yeah,
him.
Yeah, met
you
on
know?
Your own island. And what was it that
he
was different
didn't watch
about?
It either.
Oh, good.
He
oh, good. tell him not to.
Yeah, you know.
Good.
I don't know. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
He is perfect and that's it.
He clicked.
Yeah, straight away.
And,
does
so
he
excited.
Mind the whole limelight situation? How's he with that?
Well, he gets, obviously, with me, with what I do. Yeah. And it's kind of what I've done for, I guess, nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
But... he doesn't need to be in it. He doesn't really want to be in it.
Yeah,
that's very refreshing.
Cool
that is a very
well.
Good quality in a man, I'd like to point out.
Because it's awful when you go
it's
on dates.
It's a horrible industry. And it's horrible industry. Been,
you
like,
can always kind of tell, I think, can you, Zara, when you're, if you're with someone and there are perhaps that's something trying to get in the pit, you suddenly,
oh my God,
and I suddenly think, oh, hang on a minute, this isn't sitting well.
Yeah, I did an interview the other day and there was two questions like, how could you tell if a guy just wants to be with you to be famous? And I actually think you so can. Like, you know, if they, oh, what event are you going to? Can I come? Or, oh, follow all these, like, famous girls on social media.
Yeah. And I mean, does he mind you going to the events?
No,
you, like,
he loves it.
Does
he?
I don't
night.
Think they should have social media.
Yes.
I don't think men should be allowed.
No, it causes trouble.
Yeah. It does cause trouble. Social media is good for some respects, but when it's, like, all these body shaming.
It's when they ask
comments,
you to be
nightmare.
A plus one. A man shouldn't be asking, can I be a plus one to a random event.
Oh, I know.
Shouldn't ask. You should ask them and kind of beg them to come along with you. And you know, that's a good. That's a sign of
it's
good.
A sign. I know. But Zara, you've obviously been in the spotlight for quite a while now.
Yeah.
I feel I've been through it with you.
You have
in lots of
show
ways.
Yes.
Guiding.
Absolutely.
Guiding. But I have to say, Zara, I mean, to have a boyfriend, do you kind of think, does the agent go, oh no, you've got a boyfriend, you can't do this show, or this is going to stop you? Because, you know, like Simon Cowell would always say to the boy bands, oh, don't get a girlfriend, or don't come out publicly, you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, of course, like to some respect, but I was single for 2.5 years, and at the end of the day, it's my life and my happiness, and I'm not going to...
When you meet the right
When you meet the right one, you know, and why on earth would I ever risk anything?
Yeah,
just for when I know he's the one, so...
And do you?
Oh,
I'm so excited. Yeah. But I do you think this could be the one? Do you think that all
Oh, he definitely
bells?
Is. He oh. definitely is.
Have you discussed marriage?
All right, we're not going into that. Sorry,
Babies, little Zara's running around. I can't wait.
Well, we've got our wedding outfits already. Oh, I've just been on ASOS.
Cheryl, you're not ready.
Right, anyway, no.
Cheryl, you're way
too
glamorous. Now, I'm so excited. God, I've got to catch my breath.
Literally, you're
a fan. Now, I have to say, lovely mum, so you must be happy that Zara's looking so happy and settled.
Yeah, you just want your kids to be happy, don't you? There's nothing else that matters. So as long as they're happy.
Exactly.
Then, you know.
And mums are happy. And Cheryl, you've got your own TV show that I don't think everyone knows about.
Oh, no. Well, I take a back seat. She takes the front seat.
Well, mum was in it before me.
Yeah. But you see, I don't know if everyone knows. Can you tell, Cheryl?
Well, I've worked on Dickinson's Real Deal with the wonderful David Dickinson for the last 9 years.
What a character he is.
We love David Dickinson.
He is fantastic.
I said he looks just like my dad.
I know, and I said he looks like my mum. Because my mum's got permanent tan. No, but she's gorgeous. But she's got the same tan. Always say you've got that tan.
He's just on his own. He's just individual. And he's got this sort of charismatic sort of thing about him.
And he's in the new Bridget Jones movie. He's a movie star.
He is. He's great fun.
So, Cheryl, why did you, you know, and how did you get into antiques? Was it something that was...
My dad's an antique dealer. When I left school, I actually was a model. And then my dad sort of summons me back up north and said, I think you'd better get a proper job. So and learn, you know, a proper trade and things. So I went to work with my dad and learnt the trade, which was very much a man's world. And it was fascinating because there was me. They thought I was a bit of a blonde bimbo, didn't know anything, duh, you know. And I worked really hard, learnt the business, got some amazing clients, and I had a lot of power in the sale rooms and things. And I made a little bit of a name for myself and made some really good friends.
And how did you get onto ITV then? Did
just
David Dickinson go?
It was a real fluke. A researcher from the show stopped my dad one day at an antique fair and said, oh, would you audition for the show? And he was like, oh, no, not me. My daughter will. So I went, oh, go on then. So I went off down to Bristol for the audition and, yeah, got it. And then my dad was like, yeah, do you know, actually, I think I want to be on the show. So my dad's on the show as well now.
Is your dad on the show? Which one's your dad?
So he's David Hakeney or Dapper David or...
Dapper David.
Dave the Rave.
I know. Oh, my God. We should have got him in as well.
I know we should have. He's very charming. He's married. He's remarried as my dad. But wherever I go, I get ladies asking, oh, is your dad single?
He's single.
Oh, yeah.
The Silver Fox.
He is charmed.
He is.
Honestly. I love that.
I think my mum quite fancies him.
Probably does.
Your mum that looks like David Dickinson.
She really does.
She won't like me for that. She's gorgeous, but she always has the same colour tan.
Well, I look like Donald Trump, so...
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
No, you really don't.
I know. Just don't call me Hillary. But that's amazing. So you are there. You have to say whether something's worth it or not, whether you want to part with money.
I sit on the table, sort of the... And people that don't know, sort of the... The show works on the idea that people bring along their valuables and antiques and they sit down at the table with me, the dealer, and I make them an offer. And then they have to think, well, do I want to sell it to Cheryl or one of the other dealers or go to auction? So they get like an offer of, let's say, £100. But then some people say, oh, no, I'm going to go to auction. And sometimes they win, but then sometimes they don't.
Can I ask, is that your own money you're giving?
It is. Yeah, so it's a proper gamble. Loads of people don't think it's our money.
Because some are really tight. Who's that one that's really tight? He does it and he goes, nope, I'm not going any further. And then sometimes they quibble over like £5 and they'll go, one more. Can't you do a bit more?
Everybody says, I'd just like a little bit more. When we all
love a bit more. Oh, no, I don't want any. I need some sleep. That's what I do need tonight.
Sleep.
Sorry, girls, I'm a bit weary.
Maybe you need hair of the dog, Lizzie.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get someone to go to the pump for us.
Okay, we'll get a random hair of the dog.
Yes, we need a bit of hair of the dog. That's fantastic. So, and when is that new series starting?
So, we've just filmed in Dunstable about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So, that's going to be shown probably in the next sort of 3 or 4 months. then David likes a little break around Christmas.
I bet. I bet he has a nice big
off somewhere.
Yeah, he goes to top up that tan.
He goes to Barbados.
Yeah. Tops that tan up somewhere. And then we're filming again up north. York's my next date in early January.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and off we go, sort of ITV in the afternoon.
Now, listen, I found a load of football memorabilia. I mean, do you think that's worth
really
something?
That's really valuable.
Is it?
Football programme.
I shouldn't say this because my ex-husband might be one of this.
See me on another day.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later. All right.
If I see you in disguise at one of the dealer days.
Fantastic. Yeah. But that's worth it. And our autographs, because I always think, are autographs worth anything?
As long as people have got, they can, you know, sort of verify, or they've got, say, a photograph of the person with them and actually prove that it's genuine.
Oh, so selfies are worth it then?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You know, if they've got something to back it up.
You see, my son met Billy Joel, got an old album signed.
That's
amazing.
And
I said, but how do we know it's Billy Joel? And he went, Mum, I was there. And but how can you prove it? You need the picture.
Yeah, when you're signing it.
With a picture, honestly, it's you know, then you're laughing.
Right.
Some of them are worth a fortune.
I'm not kicking myself.
Come on,
now. We need to.
I should have got Whitney Houston when she was in that lift with
we
me.
Justin
making
Bieber
carry our bags.
Yeah, I'd have loved to have seen Justin Bieber.
That mansion and get Justin Bieber.
I know.
Yeah, the Justin Bieber mansion.
I'm
going to
get
London.
It. I'm
my neighbour now. I'm going to start throwing eggs at his house like he did to his neighbour. See how he likes it.
Yeah.
Bieber, I tell you, I quite like him.
Oh, I love him. We've got the album in the shop.
Oh, well, I absolutely adore him. It's really embarrassing.
I want more Bieber on. I love Bieber.
I can't. We always
Anna
make
the
it the Bieber show. Oh. It's really embarrassing.
I did a crazy dance on New Year's Eve to Justin Bieber.
All right,
you can do it later.
I walked into the pub and it was, sorry. And I go, what do you want? I'll have two drinks. And then, sorry.
Okay. Well, you know that's
very
deep.
I'm sure he'll be very
I've got to come up north with you girls.
I'm setting the scene.
I'm
embarrassed though about the level I talk about him. Going to stop. It's actually embarrassing.
You do talk about people all the time. It's true.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, obviously.
But I
don't tend to look at what he writes because it does kind of irritate me a little.
There was
bit.
A lovely girl that came in here from OK and he retweeted.
Oh, yeah, he's very nice with the old retweets. Online team.
She had a fit because she sat and then she went, he's retweeted.
He did that like he was in Canada, wasn't he? Did you see it? And he did like, he was just in the pub on a Sunday having a few beers and he just got up and started to sing.
Wow. Yeah, but then he's like, oh, I don't want people following me. And then, there's a piano. Hark.
Yeah, and I think that was absolutely ridiculous. When he said to his when he walked off the stage in Manchester.
Yeah, we spoke about that earlier.
Well,
joking.
Yeah, I know. He needs to calm it.
He needs
the
to
anger
calm
management
it.
Clearly hasn't
I need
worked.
To have a chat with him. Yeah.
Auntie
Showbiz. Auntie come
Showbiz.
In. Just sit on my
knee.
Sit
on your Send a taxi for him now.
I have
here.
Got a selfie with me and him. You missed out. We were just saying this.
Oh,
anyway, right,
so
we've got
bad.
Another track because I've got so much to ask you still.
We've got loads.
I have loads to ask you. Right, quick track and we're back with Zara and Gorgeous Mum. Show.
Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. But I go, and then you go, out and spill the truth.
Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Favourite song?
Of all time, ever.
My boys turn it off though if I'm in the car and it comes on. They go, no! They're so anti-Bieber. No, we love a bit of Bieber here at FUBA. Well, more to chat to. We've got gorgeous Sarah Holland and her gorgeous mum, Cheryl, here. Now, both TV stars in the room, right, may I add. Now, Zara, I've got to ask you, what is going on? Because you've been doing so much. You've been doing lots of TV.
What's been going on? Yes.
Are you allowed to reveal what and where? Oh, no, I hate this.
Is it top secret? I want to know.
Yes. Top secret.
People will definitely see a different side to Zara. It's on in January, and I can say it's on ITV2.
Excellent.
I love ITV2.
I love ITV2. It is.
And ITV.
Yeah,
and ITV.
It's easy watch. It makes me laugh. Now, will this make us? Is it in what sort of entertainment?
Everybody will probably cry with laughter and maybe a little bit scared at the same time.
Oh,
wow! Something daring, not haunted hotels or something.
Else? No.
Any other celebs involved?
Yes.
Oh,
who? We try and catch her.
I can't say.
Hot men. Any hot men involved?
Actually, you make a very good spy. No. She doesn't reveal anything.
No hot men. There's no hot men.
So it's not
I've
a dating.
Got my hot man. We don't need it.
Oh, we don't need any more dating.
Lizzie might need some eye candy.
Oh, well, there is eye candy maybe on the other ones, if there is other ones, but not on the one that I'm
Do you
on.
Know who I really fancy? Is that Luke?
You fancy everyone at the minute.
He's amazing.
She's like, I can't cope with him.
Which one? Luke. No,
he is so beautiful.
Bagsy first.
No, I just shotgun him, clearly.
I interviewed him.
Such a dreamer.
Our girl. Yes, Elvis.
Oh, yeah. No,
and also, when
Musketeers. Musketeers. Yeah. I had to interview
so
him.
So beautiful.
And I hadn't watched Musketeers, and he was walking along the red carpet about to interview, and I just went into like a weirdo. I couldn't talk. Yeah. And I came up, and I was like, couldn't speak. And my producer was like, what is wrong with you?
He has that effect on women.
He
but
is
do you know
hot.
What? I was actually really happy when Perry started going out with him because I was a bit like, of all people, of all the girls,
bitch, I said,
it's got to let Perry have him. She's been through hell and back.
Oh yeah, I can't believe Zayn finished her by text.
And also, but this song, I do think I've got to say, I do like the Little Mix girls. They're very lovely girls, but this song is too far. It's too far.
No, the song is terrible. And how it's been number
one.
I
like it.
No, but then
shout out to my ex. You're really quite the best.
Yeah, but I have to say,
what's he saying?
I think he's been punished because he hasn't done very well, has he? He's
kind of who's
I think, yeah, he hasn't done what we thought.
Zayn,
I thought he was
going out with Gigi.
Yeah, but I mean, I know he's going out well with the guy, but work wise,
I think he is. Yeah, the thing is,
he's got a modelling thing for someone like Diesel or somebody as well. Somebody
he
good.
Does a lot with Versace.
Well, maybe I don't know. For me. I just thought,
but
he needs a good smack bottom like Justin Bieber.
My theory is though about the whole thing. Yeah, you're right. These young boys in showbiz need a word with Auntie Condi.
Oh, I've straightened out a couple of boys.
Yeah, no, she has. I've seen her do it. I was once going out with his ex guy who was naughty, who was badly behaved, and you told him off at a party. Do you remember?
Yeah,
in the middle
I seriously did. But I've told off a few, and I've got them on the straight and narrow, and where their careers could have gone really.
Yeah.
And I've said, look, what are you doing?
And also, though, I do think about this song. Yes, it's catchy, but do you or do you not think the lyrics are a little bit too racy for young female fans? Because they're setting an example for young women.
Well,
I don't know
ask
how
you
I feel
this.
About that.
As fashion director of OK Magazine, which I have in my hand, though we're on the radio, may I ask, because I was doing X Factor Live when I did that show, and they were on, they were their little mix, and their outfits, I thought, my God, even the Condetta would wear that. And I thought, that was something else. And I thought, was it a little bit much that, you know...
This is my theory on this. When men go on stage dressed scantily clad, no one says a thing.
Okay.
And then they get up there and everyone's like, oh, they're dressed a bit like prostitutes, this isn't good. There's no sort of male reference, you know? And I think they've got good bodies,
got
fine,
share
it off. But I actually think it's not so much like that they're not wearing very much, it's more kind of the fabrics that I didn't really like, the kind of
the shiny
plasticky. I just think they all look very flammable.
Light up somehow. Don't have one
don't
in cigarettes. So what was your opinion
about
on their outfits? Do you think they're too raunchy?
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like
she
it?
She says.
No.
From the calendar.
I like Little Mix, and I think they've done really well for themselves.
Course. But they're the doing way it for the girls, the British girls.
Yeah, but to wear that outfit, what do you think? Is it not? Is it kind of like... Cause
I think
girls
when you've got
to
look... That's the thing. When you look at their actual audience and who buys the tickets to go see them on tour and the album... It is the average, probably, I would say, 12, 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Little girl. It is a little girl. And they are Little Mix. They're not... Big Mix. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
they're appealing
I think,
to sort of just teenagers, aren't they?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have their clothes in your range, because I know you've got your own fashion range.
No, I wouldn't. But then, you know, if they want to wear that, they can wear that. No one's stopping them. But I just think
maybe tone it down.
No one's stopping them, but someone is advising them. This is the thing.
Yeah.
They've got a team of people around them. Because obviously, I know I've done that job where you stand there and you tell them exactly what to wear. They are in a position, though, to say no.
Exactly. They're big enough now. It's not like they're a new girl group.
Yeah.
If they don't want to wear it, they won't wear it.
But it's difficult in the music industry because people are
they
very...
They want to stand out.
Yeah, they
want
to stand...
But
also, they think shock value will get us noticed.
Yeah.
And now, you know, that song they say, if you don't wear any clothes, you'll get famous.
It's
and
awful.
All of that.
It's so sexist. The whole thing is like, take your kit off and then...
Yeah. But I think we live in a sexist world.
Yeah, and it's like Mila Kunis just came up. Did you hear what she said? That basically someone scrutinised her and basically told her that she'd lose her whole career if she didn't get her kit off for a magazine shoot. And then Keira Knightley has just come forward saying she's turned down loads of roles because of the pay gap. It's getting ridiculous now.
Well, hopefully Trump will sort
it
out.
Yeah, I'm sure we've got faith. We've got real faith in the new president.
Who treats women really? Listen, I didn't like either of them.
No.
I find him, I've got to say this, entertaining to watch. It makes me laugh. My boy, it's like a comedy act, and that's not good
is,
as a president.
Really,
I know.
He looks like one of the puppets
country.
Out of Team America.
I don't get his hair.
Oh,
I don't get his
suntan.
He's not going to be giving any hair tips anytime soon,
is he? Why
doesn't
he have a hair transplant if he's got that amount of money? Not being funny.
Is that a wig?
Did you see the wife? I thought she looked like the Statue of Liberty in that sort of white flowing sort of...
I'm sure the Statue of Liberty would love that.
Going back to Clothes, that is not, like, to me, that was not a look for the first lady. I think of Jackie, you know.
Yeah, Jackie Onassis, yeah, so cool.
Suits
or Michelle.
Sleek and
Michelle.
One shoulder flowy thing was not...
I just wondered where
it was see-through.
It was see-through, actually. Very, another, like, Little Mix, a bit out of order. But what about his tan? It's not as good as David Dickinson. That's definitely not
fake.
No,
he needs to take a leave out.
I bet he has a spray tan at home.
Because he has goggle marks, doesn't he?
I swear he does it himself.
A crooked, and she is crooked.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
I just don't like him.
I don't like him. He's a ugly man.
When I watch, I laugh, though. It's terrible.
I know what you mean. If I see him on TV, I get him fit.
You've got to watch. It's enchanting. It's addictive.
Is
this what he's going to say?
I predict anarchy. I actually predict anarchy.
No, but can I say, is this reality TV? Because he was from, you know, he did the Apprentice.
To The Apprentice.
Is this reality TV gone mad? I mean, are we now going to have Joey Essex as our Prime Minister? You don't know.
Possibly.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's quite scary, isn't it? It would be like Alan Sugar being our Prime Minister, in which case I would vacate the country pretty fast.
Yeah, but can I say, reality TV has such a big impact.
It really
and you
does.
Know, Zara, because I knew before you did the show and then after what the difference was like going out.
You've huge. Got, you've if got, you look, I think, especially in the TV industry, reality is a massive part of it. Massive, massive part. Even on shows, I know, but then take a look at I'm a Celebrity this year. I have to say, I'm team Ola all the way.
Ola, yeah. Yeah. Ola.
Yeah. I was really surprised at, because obviously, you know, Frankie Bridge had a column with us for a while. We've done quite a lot with her.
Is she still in the column, doing a column with you?
No, she's not anymore. Her contract's over.
Columns go, come and go.
I have my column with New Magazine.
Yay!
You're under the same roof as us, so technically you're doing one for OK. You just...
Oh, right, okay.
It's the same umbrella.
Can I just say, Frankie didn't mention Wayne.
So, no, she did. This is what's weird, okay? Wayne does not like the limelight at all. Like, he doesn't do any shoes.
I think he's going to be really boring.
He's totally cool. Like, he's a really nice bloke, but he's so quite, you know, he doesn't like get the whole limelight thing. Yeah. And Frankie kind of owns it with all of that. But then, so I was so surprised to hear that he was going in. I nearly fell off my chair.
I think he's going to be the boring one. The miserable one.
I hope he pipes up.
Let me
really
tell
exciting.
You. You're in for a shock. Because he's in to spill the beans. He has never...
Is that what it is?
Got over the John Terry situation. Remember John Terry?
Yeah. The affair.
Alleged affair.
Alleged affair.
Yeah. Okay, with his woman, and they were playing for the same team, the England captaincy, all of that, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he's going to spill the beans.
Nice for John Terry
to watch and his wife.
It's a shame that he has to sort of eat widgety grubs, is that what they are, in order to sort of, you know, and fly to Australia. And
what do you do on the jungle, Zara? Is it something that you would consider?
I haven't got ass, so, you know, obviously, God, I'd love to do anything like that, because I like a challenge. And
I can see you in that bikini
amazing.
Under the waterfall.
Exactly. I could give them the good bikini shots. But, you know, I really
and you're
would.
A daredevil.
I am a daredevil, but I am a huge scaredy cat as well.
Yeah,
I don't like the dark.
That's a good combination.
And I can't cook.
Yeah, well, you don't really need to.
Well, because you'd annoy everyone. You look great in your bikini. You look great in the
morning. I'm always hungry.
But you can't cook.
I'm always hungry, the food bit.
And
God
you do
help
talk
her,
a lot.
Though, when she's hungry, she's a nightmare.
Horrible.
And I mean a nightmare.
Hangry. Really well, did you guys watch the Bear Grylls one? With
yeah,
Aston
I loved
Mogul?
That.
Right,
I'd
so
have loved to have done that.
That, was
that is an amazing piece of television. I thought that was a real...
That's
honestly,
hardcore.
So, Aston, I interviewed Rochelle Humes the other day, and before we started the interview I was like, can you just give me the lowdown on Aston, because I just want to know how he is. She was like, oh my god, Rosie, I can't even tell you. She was like, he came back skin and bone, bearing in mind he only did it for like a couple of days.
Yeah,
she said he was covered in bites head to toe,
fly bite.
Yeah, and she said that she was like, mate, you've been through it. She said she couldn't believe what he even looked like. And that was after he was there for about 2 days. And he said as soon as he got there, he knew he wanted to get out because he had to find a place to sleep. And he thought it would be like I'm a Celeb. And like, that is I'm a Celebrity, but like 10 times more grueling.
I think
that is what makes it good television. That is so good. It really pushes
people. It's for charity.
I know Dr. Dawn.
Yes.
And
Stand
she,
Up to Cancer.
That's the thing, though. It is for charity. Then you've got to look at something like I'm a Celeb that...
It isn't
for charity.
But it's a lot. It's basically
David
a big old
Dickinson
lot.
Was in I'm
yeah,
a Celeb.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
It was very funny.
So
it was very
many
funny.
Celebrities have been in that jungle.
But Dr. Dawn, I was with her 2 nights before she had to fly off. She went, don't tell anyone, so I won't. And then I looked at her and I said, have you had any eyelashes put on? What are you going to do for makeup? She went, oh, I forgot about that. I haven't got my fake eyelashes. I haven't got my... And then I said, right, I'll sort you out. So she went and got her fake eyelashes on. But then because in that it's so grueling, you're underwater, you're doing... They're all coming off, getting stuck in her eyes. She went, the worst thing I did was get those bloody fake lashes.
Last thing.
Anyway, girls, beautiful to see you.
So nice to see
We've
you.
We've got such a bumper packed show. I want you to stay longer. It's gone too quickly.
It's gone too far.
It's gone way too quick.
We've had a great time.
But we wish you loads of luck. Can't wait
Thank
to see
you. Yeah, good luck. Can't
both
wait to
your
see
shows.
The shows. It's so
Zara
exciting.
Being very secretive.
Zara,
January.
We're going to get you back in here once this show's been on and you can just talk till you're blue in the face so that we know everything.
Are you blue in the face on this show? I'm trying to get a clue.
It's the most petrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
Haunted hotels.
Do you have to do a bungee jump?
Dares.
Adventure training. She's shrugging her shoulders, people. She's shrugging her shoulders.
I'm excited.
I have to do some sort of training.
Oh, is it SAS? She in the are you joining the SAS?
Oh, I love that show with the hard man.
Oh, yeah, it just reminds me of Luke Pascaline.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, my God. I just can't.
Don't go there again.
I can't. I think I love him more than Bieber.
Can we not get Elvis on the show?
Yes. Oh, Elvis. Yeah. So, Zara, the show's out in January, mystery show. We're all going to be glued to our screens. And, Mum, when's the show out? When's David Dickinson
in
the deal?
In the new year. Then we're back on the screen, so I should be appearing sort of early New Year.
And can I come and bring my football
you
wares?
You can. Next time we're sort of down south, I will let you know.
Excellent.
I'm going to come and bring my old yoga pants, see what they go.
Wash. Okay. Thank you, girls. Lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bye, girls.
Well,
we're kind of rocking out. I was doing a chair spin then.
I've got to watch what I say on radio. You know, even though I haven't had much sleep, it all comes out, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I'm very excited because guess what?
We got another person.
Yeah, someone I actually spent my money on ringing to vote for.
Oh, is this a Big Brother person?
It is a Big Brother person. It's the one and only Huey. Hello, Huey. Welcome to FUBA.
Oh, hello, Lizzie.
How are you, Huey?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
How is everybody? Not just you, that's quite rude.
Yes, there are others. We've actually still got lovely Zara Holland in the studio and a gorgeous mum.
We've got a full house here.
Oh, hello everyone.
We all love you, Huey.
Can I just say one thing quickly? I found it so annoying that Zara was stripped of her crown because of Love Island. That was so stupid.
Aww. Oh, thanks, Huey.
Thank you very so kind. Much. That means a lot.
They were out of order, weren't they?
Yeah, I just find that so silly that a person can't do what they want with their own body. It's like the 1950s. That's just stupid.
I know, I agree. Yeah.
And she's still got the crown. You haven't given it back, have you?
Bloody have not.
I don't blame her. She actually won it. Whoever is next in line to come in and get it, that's fine. But she's actually the winner. So she's still always the winner, even if it's not down in record. So
I wouldn't be bothered. Yeah. I'd like them, someone to try and get it off you. It would be a blooming great show, that would.
That would be good.
But now, Huey, you should, in my eyes, have won Big Brother, may I add.
Yeah, you really should.
Well, look, so many people says that, but look, for me, I was such a fan of the show, they got on it alone as a prize, and the guy who won it is a boring cunt anyway, so...
I've
got more followers than him and more people like me, so whatever, good luck to him.
Yeah, because he was actually, because I watched this and my boys were really entertained, and when it was up against you and him, there was no way I thought that Jason could, because he didn't bring anything, he didn't really say anything, and he was very rude to you at sometimes, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, the only times he ever spoke was when he came out with ridiculous comments that nobody ever knew anything about. Other than that, he looked like a man that was at a funeral. He was just sitting in the corner with a face that was just horrendously moody. It was just a joke.
And he's seen Chloe, isn't he, now? He was in Celebrity Big Brother, I thought. But
well, it's probably also up, but I don't know if that's true.
But listen, you are the real winner because you've gone from strength to strength, haven't you, Huey? You're doing lots.
Yeah, I've gotten to do so much. When I've come home to Ireland, I've gotten like so much out of it that I never, I suppose, even expected. I didn't even go on it to come out and get like a management or work or anything along that lines. It just kind of happened, and I've gotten so much out of it and just some great opportunities, and it's still only been about, what, 3 months since
then?
Yeah,
good for you.
So what is the show? Are you allowed to tell us, Huey, what you're doing?
Well, I'm not really allowed, you know, to speak 100% on what's going on, but what I will say, in the new year, I've, like, basically something really, really good coming up, something really big coming up, and I'm just so looking forward to it, and it's just a great opportunity.
Exciting.
I can't believe I'm getting to do it, but it's going to be amazing.
And the love life is looking so beautiful and rosy and perfect.
Yeah, everything is really good that side. Ryan is actually, we're going to move in together in the new year.
Oh, what is he? Is he, so what, Ireland or coming to London?
We're kind of like, it's a little bit, we don't really know which side we're going to move to, because I always wanted to move to the UK whilst I'm young and just for a new kind of change and whatever. I always wanted to move to kind of like Manchester area. But Ryan has been over to Dublin a few times. He really likes it. So we're not really sure exactly which place we're going to come to. It's just kind of focused on what we're doing right now. And then I suppose we'll look into doing that. But it'll be early New Year, so in 2-3 months' time, that's what we're going to be doing.
And do you think you're going to do work together? Because you were very, I mean, you were so entertaining on that show, I have to say. I was sad when he went.
Yeah, I was quite fuming when he went. Not just for biased reasons.
Oh, you were fuming. You were livid.
Yeah.
And then he came in that courtroom with your little face. You see, I did watch.
Yeah, I know. And he was tattooed. You know, we went the other day, we got matching tattoos. We got the big brother eye tattooed in the
way. Oh, because you met on Big Brother. That's so
and
cute.
And you're not talking about how you got engaged, are you? I obviously really...
Yeah.
Are you talking about that now?
About like a month or so ago. It's just so many people keep on asking us all the time.
Yeah.
How does it happen? And it's just like... We kind of want to keep it to ourselves. It's like our own thing. We're not just going to shout from the rooftops, because everybody kind of claimed we were just together for fakeness anyway, which is rubbish, because it's 3-4 months down the line. And if it was, we could have easily just went to the newspaper and just told them all about the engagement.
Oh, that's
great. I just wouldn't worry what everyone thinks. I would enjoy it.
It's frozen.
Yeah, I think you should do your engagement shoot with OK Magazine.
Oh, I think you should, and then you can work with me. That's
Zara
good,
and me could be your bridesmaids.
Yeah.
So yeah, Zara can be bridesmaid. Lizzie can be bridesmaid. Adam can be bridesmaid.
Oh,
whoever wants to.
Where do you think you'll get married?
I suppose we haven't really 100% talked about that, but both of us like the idea of doing it like abroad, like on a beach, something along them lines.
Oh, amazing.
We like this. I'm excited, Huey. Things are really doing really well. So, Huey, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, I can hear you. But just went a bit quiet for a second.
Oh, that's because Rosie was looking at my jewellery.
Sorry, I'm a magpie. I'm really sorry,
she
babe.
She was looking at jewellery, and that's it.
She was grabbing my wrist. I was like, "What are you doing?" And Huey, is it something TV you want to get into? We were just talking about The Jungle. Is that something you consider doing another reality
yeah,
show?
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to go into If I'm a Celeb to Get Me Out of Here. You'd have to do like 5 years of TV or something. But I think I would be worse than Gillian McKee. I mean, I'd be like a 5-year-old girl crying every time I'd see something.
Yeah, but that's quite hilarious. Yeah, that's good television. We like that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Well, it'd be traumatising for me, but amazing TV for others. But I think that, I'm such a huge fan of the show. And I mean, what an opportunity for anyone who gets it. I'd put up with the torture for 2 weeks just because it's such a great show.
And would you like to stay in TV, though, Huey? This is what you want to do, yeah?
Yeah, but, like, I went on Big Brother because I was a fan, and I enjoyed it so much that I said when I had left, oh, my God, I'd love to do something like that again. And now that I have this show coming up, it has kind of started a little bit of an appetite in me that I actually really enjoy it, because in Ireland I've gotten to do like so many TV appearances on like chat shows, early morning shows. We have all our own versions of, you know, like This Morning and Loose Women and stuff like that there, and I've done all of them so many times and I'm so comfortable doing it and I enjoy it. And so yeah, I'd love to do some more after my new show comes out, maybe like this time next year, do something else again.
And is it weird having people recognise you when you're going to do your shopping?
Hello?
Is it weird having people recognise you when you're off to do your shopping?
Yeah, it's really strange. Like when I first came out of the house, I stayed in London with a friend of mine for a few days before I went back to Ireland. And honestly, on my mum's life, it was so, so strange walking just down the street and so many people constantly just looking at you, asking you questions, asking you for pictures, saying hello, knowing your name. And you sometimes forget, you think, do I know you? And then you remember, oh, you watched me on the TV. Sometimes you think, is it an old friend or something? And it's just so strange.
Yeah, and you don't know whether to say hi as if you know them or not.
Yeah, you kind of ask, what?
Do you know what the trick is? You've got to say, nice to see you. Never say meet you. Say see you, just in case you've met them
nice
before.
To see you. Nice to have met you. People go, Lizzie, I've met you loads of times. I go, oh, yeah, of course. And always call them darling, because I always forget everyone's name. Hello, darling.
Yeah, that's all that you have to
I
say.
I do. Hello, darling. That's my line. Hello, darling. And do you think fame's changed you? Do you like it? Are you still the same old Huey?
I'm completely the same. Like, it hasn't, I suppose, changed me whatsoever. I mean, I'm like an Irish traveller. I come from a humble background. So for me, to get to do anything along this lines is...
You're going to have your gypsy wedding, that's what you said.
You need a gypsy wedding.
Whatever, I suppose, changed me. You know what I mean? I feel like the more successful you get at anything in life, the more humble you sure must become, rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
And can I just ask you, I was brought up with Irish nuns, did you know that? And I always do an Irish accent.
Oh, do it now, and please, do it now.
It's a good accent. It's a good Irish accent, Huey.
Oh, that's quite good. Yeah, that's quite good. That's quite good. You might be able to fool me now. I might be able to guess you're not, but it's quite good.
Thank you, Huey.
Huey, can I ask you, to be sure. Can I ask you, as a showbiz auntie turns Irish, ask you about the whole gypsy wedding thing? Because you did make that hashtag, our big gay gypsy wedding. Is this actually a thing, or is it a joke, or is it a thing?
No. For me, like, I done that as when we put the hashtag, it was... I suppose it's a bit of a joke because as a series, everybody knows that Big Fat Gypsy Weddings, for me, I absolutely hate those programmes because they're so stereotypical about travelling.
Right, so that's what I was going to ask you. Surely it's really insulting for you.
It is slightly insulting because it brings across that message almost like, oh, everybody is the same. It's kind of like, not exactly the same, but sometimes, you know, when shows like Towie came about the first time, everyone kind of stereotyped all Essex people as the same. But with travellers, I feel like it's that bit stronger to really believe everybody is the same. And generally, it's quite negative. Mm. And it really isn't like that, if you know what I mean. There's good and bad no matter where you go. But it's just shows like that are really successful, really wide known. I can sometimes understand in this saying... ethnic groups with the same brush when programmes like that exist. I really can't stand them. When me and Ryan first announced our engagement, we got a phone call from a Channel 4 producer saying that they're filming a new series of a show similar to Gypsy Weddings and would we allow them to film us? And I was like, no, not a hope. Are you joking?
Yeah, well, good for you.
The programme.
Oh, good no, for
I
you.
I would have liked to have watched that.
Oh. Well, it's been lovely catching up,
because we love
Huey.
You on TV, Huey. I'm a big fan. I think you're wonderful.
Yeah, you're brilliant. Keep at it.
I loved you, yeah, fella.
Yeah, definitely. Like anything, you know, that I want to do, I try my best to do it, like anything in life. And if it's meant to be, you know, that's what will happen.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a good heart. You're a lovely person. And we wish you loads of luck, Huey. Loads of love from us at FUBAR.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for everything.
Take care, Huey.
Oh, Huey. What a lovely boy he was.
Lovely boy.
I tell you what.
I can't do the Irish accent.
Right.
I can't believe nuns raised you. How ironic
is
that?
Yeah, I know. If they could see me now. Da, 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 da. Oh, my God. Those poor nuns.
Lovely,
I love him. I love him. Nice right, we've got to play another track because we've got next the one and only Charlotte Dawson.
Ooh.
Time goes by and I've been holding everything inside, but now I've got nothing left to hide. Well, I'm with you, oh you, but I can see how strong a man I'm gonna have to be to do for you. It comes so naturally. And the way you move, and all I want is a chance to prove, show all I can do. I believe in starting over. I can see that your heart is true. I believe in good things coming back to you. Me through, I believe in you, and I don't mind if you want to hold on to me tight. You don't have to sleep alone tonight if you don't want to. And all I want is to know. I believe in love, you give me reason to. You're the light that lifts me higher, so high up in the sky. I think we're gonna fly. I believe in starting over. I can see that your heart is true. I believe in love, you give me reason to. You're the light that lifts me higher, so bright you got me through.
Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I had a gig last week where a 50-year-old man wanted to physically fight me because I wouldn't play ABBA Dancing Queen. It's like, is your head so far up your ass that you can't even just play what everybody here wants to hear?
Everybody. Did he conduct a survey?
ABBA Dancing Queen. I was like,
I've never known anyone to get thugged out over ABBA.
Over ABBA!
Apart from my dad.
Apart from your dad. Yeah, I know.
My dad's a big ABBA fan. And he looks a massive thug.
And he looks great in heels.
He does. And spangly tracksuit ones.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Great track.
Right, so that was
Say It
Girls from Kungs and Cooking on Three Burners.
Well done.
Which I had to say because you're far too hungover to say that, Lizzie. Lizzie is literally dying on me. She's hanging right here. I'm literally holding you up.
I feel hot.
I think you're getting,
not
the,
well.
You're getting the sweats.
I'm feeling unwell. It's my
Well, you look radiant, darling.
Well, thank you, darling.
You know what? If you're hungover, you can go either way. You can either look really, really cute or really rough. Luckily, you look really good tonight, Lizzie.
See me tomorrow morning. You'll be like, hell.
Right, let's get some hydration in you, shall
thanks,
we? We're getting, on the water.
I have to say, I love smoke chainers.
Yeah.
Chain smokers.
Lizzie,
I told you,
Lizzie,
I've had no sex.
There's a lot of alcohol still
right.
pumping through your
veins. I was going to say, I'm going to stop talking, but it's very hard on radio.
No, it's really hard.
Right, now, showbiz gossip, we've got a few minutes before Charlotte
okay,
is on.
Okay, so, last night I was with Cara Delevingne
at the
launch of her, it was basically new face of Rimmel, which obviously was going to happen. She was obviously going to step in where Kate kind of stepped out. Well, she hasn't stepped out, she's still there.
But they're getting a younger model.
But do you know what's interesting? So you know that when we go to these launches, they're usually in Mayfair and they're quite swanky and they're all very posh. Well, this one was, it was very interesting because Cara's quite into her grime. We were actually in sort of a tunnel in Shoreditch partying.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't really be your bag, Lizzie.
No, darling.
But it was a kind of event where...
Outside?
You could, No, no, but we were inside a tunnel with doors.
No, I don't like it.
It was the kind of event where you could actually get away with wearing your trainers and your skinny jeans and that would be fine, which is great. Great for me because I had sore feet. But there were people obviously decked out like they were going to the Oscars, like they do at these events.
And then you're in a tunnel in Shoreditch.
And you're in a tunnel in Shoreditch and Cara's there in a bomber jacket and flat boots. But she looked insane.
Yeah, but how does she do it? She can do it. She can have just flat flip-flops.
Yeah, she can wear
no
whatever.
No makeup and you still go well.
Do you
well.
Know what though? She's got a really good personality, Cara. I hate to say like sound cliche, but she actually is like buzzing, full of energy.
But is she's, so a bit, she's a bit off the wall, isn't she? She's a bit zany.
She's a bit crazy.
Yeah, like, I like that.
If you catch like Cara just sort of walking along, she will never just have like a deadpan face just up to nothing. She will literally be like boo, like bopping, dancing, like, you know, she's
a bit
having
zany.
A good time. Or so, like making her eyes go crossed.
Who else was at this party?
Well, that's the
was
thing.
Was it or not
was,
really?
She was like the main event. There was a few girls off Made in Chelsea, which I was a bit like, oh, why is the Made in Chelsea crowd here? But then I realised Rimmel are the sponsors of the show. But yeah, they're very nice. Chloe Lloyd was there. I think I saw Chloe Lloyd there because I'm working with her at the moment. She's really nice girl, love her. And who else? It was very dark and in
very
a
dark
tunnel, so I actually couldn't work out who anyone was.
Well, I quite like that at the minute, dark where no one could see me.
Yeah, it was quite nice
see
to
the
me
bags
last night.
But it doesn't sound that glam.
No, it wasn't, but I quite like that because it was basically Cara's idea of a party, and she had a, like her friend's band playing, and it was just what was quite nice, it was Cara through and through, and it wasn't, you know,
it wasn't pretentious because she isn't pretentious.
No,
she's very real.
It wasn't at all pretentious. It was very real, and it was basically you could tell that she had a lot of say in it. Instead of it being just orchestrated by someone, she turns up, smiles for the flashbulbs, and buggers
and
off again.
And they just go hi.
So that was really nice. What else is going on?
And you said you saw. I'm a bit jealous of Michelle Keegan at the minute.
Yeah.
So she's on every big TV drama.
Yeah, and she got to snog our favourite man.
Oh, I love Luke.
Do you know what?
I think he's the most handsome man I've ever seen.
I meant to ask her. Yeah, he's the handsomest man I've ever seen in my life.
I have interviewed Brad Pitt. I've done them all.
We've done them all.
Okay. Sorry. I have. I really have. I've been around the world. But he is the most.
He is perfection. I really hope he's quite intelligent. He's also, I tell you this, right?
I think so.
He packed in Perry.
Sorry.
If he's not got brains, he's got talent. He's a good actor. I'll give him that. He's a very good actor.
He was good in that bed scene in Argyle, that first bit. I just remember
that. You looked at when he was getting
And then I thought, wow, because he climbed through the window or something.
So I interviewed Michelle the other day and I was really tempted just to bring up Luke and talk about him all the time like we do on the radio.
Because there were rumours if people didn't know that there was something a bit more going on.
The thing is, right, I could...
With her and Mark.
I don't think, knowing Michelle, she would never ever do that, ever. But I couldn't help but think when I saw them on TV together, what a gorgeous couple they would make. And I know I shouldn't say that because obviously I want to marry
him. Would anyone admit it anyway if you're being interviewed? If you said, did you have a little...
No, but obviously they wouldn't. But no. I just don't think she would. Oh, no, don't! He's put him up on the screen and I can't go.
Oh,
I won't. I won't be able to work any further if I see his face. He is so good looking. I can't cope. Right, click on that one.
That one is insane.
If you want to do something productive, watch Leonardo DiCaprio's new documentary and then Google image Luke Pasqualino. How do you say it?
Pasqualino. Where is he originally from?
He's an ex-Leo. He needs to make a documentary about climate change as well. That'll make
me
happy.
His mouth. Oh my God.
It's
look at that mouth.
Gorgeous.
Rain in!
We've gone off piece again because of Luke. How did we get on to Luke?
I can't even
Michelle
concentrate.
Keegan. Right, so I was
as it is.
Oh, I've got good gossip actually.
Come on, Rosie.
I went to the Lipsy HQs the other week to interview my friend Michelle Keegan, who we were just talking about.
Yes,
very lovely girl.
Beautiful.
When I was waiting in line to do my interview, we were sat in like sort of the lounge area, and I just got chatting to a girl who was like newly pregnant.
Oh,
And you're going to tell me off for going off on a tangent again
now.
Guess who? Right, she's not pregnant with his baby, but she used to go out with Justin Bieber. So this girl was sat here newly pregnant, and it's just been all on the Daily Mail, but Justin Bieber's ex is
pregnant.
So I was instantly like, is that Justin Bieber's baby in there? But no, it isn't. But yeah.
And who is this girl? Can we remember her name?
I can't remember her name, I'm really sorry.
But she went out with Bieber.
But she went out with Biebs. She was the one that was in Bora Bora with him where he got his...
Oh, I remember. Yeah. She's a pretty girl.
Modesty out.
she's preggers.
Yeah, she's preggers.
And she's young. How old? She's
21.
Oh,
21.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not Justin Bieber's baby, which would have made amazing headlines.
Well, that would have, and she'd be a very wealthy young
lady. But obviously,
that
was the first thing I thought. Anyway, so then I...
Look at me.
Yeah, very, very very rich. I then went in to interview Michelle. Really nice to see it. She's a great girl. Like, I do.
No,
really
I really
Michelle.
Like her too.
And she's a nice,
she's a genuine girl.
She's really sweet. She just says it how it is, and is just a very nice person to chat to. But yeah, so you basically got a new launch of Lipsy. Really nice to catch up. We didn't really chat much about Mark this time. We quite often do. We didn't this time.
And why was that? Did you just avoid the subject? Because you
I
think
kind
I'm
of
getting
did, because it's weird because basically, like, she's usually quite, you know, obviously we're there to talk about fashion and beauty primarily, but obviously naturally I've been, you know, I know Mark and Michelle quite well, so obviously you ask how someone's partner is naturally, which I did, but obviously I didn't want to do it in the interview, which I would usually do, because it, not because I think anything's wrong with them, it's just the fact that the headlines have been that full on with them, it instantly sounds like you're prying now when you ask a question.
I know, but it's really hard. You want, because they are in the public eye, and immediately people are interested and want to know. And
we're going down to bingo night.
Don't mention me, will you, in the interview, yeah?
Don't talk about that, Luke.
All right, Liz.
Who's Luke?
Oh, he goes, all right, Liz. No one calls me Liz. So I'm doing all impersonations today. But you've got to ask the question. That's what I want to ask you. Would you have asked the question with Cheryl Cole? She was Cheryl Cole, whatever her name is, surname now. Not for Sini.
I just call her Tweedy. I've gone back to the original.
Ooh, okay.
Well, that's her name.
She's a C word to someone you're going to be seeing later. I won't say anymore. Anyway, Cheryl, do you feel the One Show should have asked the question?
No, because it's private. And I do really think that I basically think no woman or person in general should ever ask someone if they're pregnant. I think that rule it should
be. Yeah, but could you just say, we have heard?
No.
Because it's been everywhere.
Or you could say, are you getting... The thing is...
Are you at the duff love?
She clearly is and wants to cover it up for whatever reason. And I think that maybe... I reckon they may have been told, look, she is pregnant. You know, forgive her if she runs off to vom in the toilet in between takes. But, you know, that they probably were told.
Oh, without a doubt, they were told not to mention anything. But yeah. I don't think that's right. It's the question everyone wants to know. And I think there's a way around
it. It is tricky,
because
if you are in, you know, you spend your life in the public eye, like, you know, if you are that person that in the past did sell your engagement shoot and your wedding to a magazine, then you've really...
Your magazine.
Kind of, yeah, to my magazine. You kind of sell... It's like when Brad Pitt and Ange... Well,
exactly.
When they did the W magazine shoot, technically you've sold your right to having privacy.
Like, do you feel like you sell your soul in a way then if you do this?
I think the W magazine shoot that they did was particularly bad taste. It was 6 months after the breakup of, you know, Jennifer Aniston and
Brad.
It was, and so when they got divorced and they were like, oh, too many people are prying, it was like, what the hell do you expect?
Exactly.
Genuinely, like, I don't agree with people prying. I don't agree with invading people's privacy. But if you sell your soul, you sell your soul.
It's part of the industry. And you've got to take the good. You love when good stuff's written. You've got to take the bad. Right, we've got to do a quick number because we got the one and only Charlotte Dawson.
But I be one cleaner than a tissue. I be point two just to hurt you. I or red lamp just to tease you. I none of these toys on least two. I made your whole year in a week too. I made cheeks out of your league too. I side.
table cover never mean. Cut their armory to screen pieces. Then she cleaned it with her face, but I love my baby. You took your money, need a hearing aid. You took it for me, and it's a shame. Switch on my side, I took any lane. I switch on my car if I could let it pay. Let a nigga Brad Pitt, legend of the fall to the heel like a bandit. Buy my mama a creep in a brand new wagon. Now she hits the grocery shop looking lavish. Saw Jack Coop in the red of car. Girls get loose when they hear the song. Haunting of the desk, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. House of Anthony in the centerpiece. 20 rocks a table, come from ebony. Cut that rubbery to skin to pieces. Then she clean it with her face, but I love my baby. You took your money, need a hearing aid. You took it from me, I don't see a shame. Switch on my side, I'll take a lane. I switch on my car if I can let it pay.
Goodbye.
I like your dance moves for when you're hungover. They're even better than when you're drunk. So good.
It's a bit of a sway going
on. I really
on.
Don't feel very well.
It's all right. We're fine. We can do this.
I can do this. I can do it. I can do it.
Start hydrating. I've told
okay,
you all
water,
about this.
Water. What is water?
Right. Putting these toxins in your body.
No more.
No more.
Because I've got to look beautiful because I've got a beautiful girl that's on the line.
Oh, we've got a guest. Another one.
It is the gorgeous Charlotte Dawson. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, darling.
How are you, my pedal?
How are you?
How are you?
So, well, Charlotte and I were messaging each other, and I always do accents for some reason.
She loves an accent.
On her little WhatsApp.
We always do American, don't we?
We do awesome.
Awesome.
We're totally awesome.
Oh, I love it. Charlotte, you're very good.
Charlotte is awesome.
Right?
And I know, right? And you're changing your colour hair, I heard.
Yes. I Everyone's am going copper
there.
Tomorrow.
Copper! Oh, that you know what? L'Oreal tried to make me go amazing. Copper and I said no and now I regret it because
really?
I actually think it's quite good.
You never
do you think
get...
I'm going to suit it?
I think you're
going to
look hot. I hope you're going out that night because I want to see
of
it.
Of course I am, honey.
Coppers have more fun. Is that it? Coppers have coppers more fun.
Coppers, not like a policeman. You're not dressing up as a policeman.
All about the coppers.
Foxy.
Now.
It's
all
a foxy look,
it.
I say.
Yeah,
really
it's,
nice.
You're going to look like... what's
Jessica Rabbit.
You are going to be Jessica Rabbit. So I will look forward to seeing the pictures, Charlotte. Now, darling, you've been a very busy girl, haven't you, since Love Island?
Yes, I've been
X on the Beach.
On the
Get the right show. X on the Beach.
It's Love Island.
There's all
it
these.
Is basically
yeah,
a Love Island.
But they're all on the beach.
Yeah, it's beach and
it's
love.
You're hungover today, Lizzie. It's fine.
Yeah, we let her off that time. I didn't
star
pull her out
of
on that.
X on the Beach. But,
yes, I'm the shining star of it.
How can I say? Well, how did you get onto that show? Why did you want to go on it? Because it is a bit. I mean, it's explosive, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. It's actually my worst fear. I actually think I'd be terrified.
Well, and well, the reason why I actually agreed to do it is because like obviously my dad and stuff. And
yes.
I've always kind of been
famous
in the
Les
cat.
Dawson.
Yeah, Les Dawson.
Who grew up with. I used to do those impressions as well. You remember the ones over the fence as a
yes.
woman.
Yeah,
I'll do it for you when I see you.
Yes, I love it.
The legendary Les Dawson, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I did it is because I, obviously in the press and stuff, you know what I'm like. I'm like, you know, I'm a bit loud and not shy with my outfit. So I constantly had that, like people saying things and I just thought, I tell you what, I want to do it so people can see what I'm actually like.
Yeah.
And I've had like the best response ever, so it was worth me doing it for that reason.
Oh, yeah, and you, I mean, you really kicked up a storm. I mean, you were the one everyone was talking about, I have to say. Your poor mum watching that, but she was like,
no, oh
Charlotte!
My God, I actually watched,
like a couple of things with her, and I was like, oh my God, I was just cringing my head off. Like,
I know.
She was loving it. She was like, as soon as I got off the plane, she went, what did you do? Did you do everything that I told you not to? I went, yeah.
Oh my God! Well, it just happens, doesn't it? Also, if someone says don't do something, it tends to happen.
It makes it worse,
yeah,
it?
I know, it makes and it's it in worse. The forefront of your mind, and that's probably why you did it.
I know. Exactly.
And shock mind us, who you were in the show with? Is it? Were there any famous who we know? You know,
faces.
Yeah, well, there's Gaz. I came in as his ex.
Of course, yes.
Right. But we're obviously not exes, but like you know what I mean.
Yes, Gaz. Then, Gaz from. Geordie Shore.
Oh, right.
But he's quite, I have to say, I saw him the other night. He's not a bad looking guy, is he?
No, he's all right. Oh, guys, you know.
Yeah.
But me and him are just dead good pals. But, and then Gemma, Lucy.
Oh, of course. Gemma's a good mate of mine as well. I like Gem.
Her, yeah, she's fab. Yeah. And then, who else?
Because she's a fiery one on that show, Jeepers.
I know.
I couldn't believe it.
Jeepers.
No, but she's so sweet. She's like a different person.
And it brings out another side of
you. It brings
people.
Out the animal in you.
Yeah.
Well, the concept.
Obviously you know Gem. Gem's quite, she's very sweet as well, isn't she? So,
very sweet.
So I think it's just certain people that can bring a really, like, a bit of a fiery side out. My ex definitely brought a fiery side out of me. I swirled him about 500 times.
But what was it about? Was it like he kind of felt a bit like, how dare you? Is it anger built up? What's it like?
Yeah, because he was just saying things to wind me up. You know when just that person can, like, they can just wind you up no matter what?
Yes.
So I just literally, all I wanted to do was just pour my drink all over him. But I didn't even really want to waste it, but I just kept doing it every time he spoke.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe you needed to just release something. And that's
I'm so happy. Because me and him are completely through now, so that's amazing.
But at the time, were you a bit still hooked on him a little bit? There was a bit of a soft spot still.
Yeah, well, we got back together on the show, but it was like a blessing in disguise that we both went on because, like, it was just wasn't meant to be. Do you know what I mean? And I've met a new boyfriend now.
Oh,
I know.
Love's in the air. God, it's all happening at the minute,
isn't it?
Who is this man?
Something in the water.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Is it out yet? Who is he?
Yeah, it's out. Okay, wrote a thing actually. Oh,
sorry, I'm behind with the celebrity gossip in my own magazine.
The director of fashion of OK.
Yeah, but so he's a rugby player and he's also a ginger prince, so we're gonna be like twins.
Oh my God, what is his name?
He's called Matthew.
And where does he play?
He plays for Swinton now. Like,
what's his surname?
Matthew Sarsfield.
Oh, I'm going to Google.
Oh, let's Google that now.
And he's a ginge.
He's the
oh, and you're
ginge.
Going copper. You're going to have like...
Yeah, you're going to be twins.
Oh, you're going to be twinning it up. That's going to look cool.
And how did you both meet, Charlotte?
Relationship goals, eh?
How did you meet, darling?
So we met at my friend's wedding.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And was it love at first sight?
Literally love at first sight.
I believe in that.
Yeah, I genuinely believe in that.
There's two people I fell in love with at first sight.
Really? Bieber and Luke Pasqualino. Luke.
I fell in love with you, Lizzie.
Charlotte. We are a bit similar. Me and Charlotte sat next together at this fashion show for London Fashion Week. It was the weirdest bloody show I've ever seen in all my days, wasn't it?
There were dogs and forks
in people's hair. It was all weird, the models. No. And we were just laughing so much. And I thought, oh, Charlotte, I love this girl.
Yeah, you have to laugh at Fashion Week, else you'll have a rubbish time. That's the rule.
Exactly.
You've got to take it with a huge scoop.
And you got a lot of press that day. We both did, didn't we, with our weird outfits?
Did you have forks in your hair as well, girls?
I don't know what the
dogs and forks. Dogs and forks.
But so Charlotte, listen, because you're going on, you're filming makeup, aren't you? Tutorials.
Yeah, I do teach. I've got a YouTube channel, and my makeup's going amazing. I've got an amazing studio at home, but I'm wanting to expand with it. Mm. I've been doing makeup for like 6 years now, so I've also been doing that along with everything else. But I'm just so busy trying to juggle two lives. It's like because I'm like literally all everywhere, and then I've got clients at home, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I know. Well, is it so? What I mean, have you always done makeup? Is you? I mean, are you like a proper makeup artist? Will you do?
Yeah, I'm a proper makeup artist.
Well, that's amazing. What's to book you on some shoots, darling? Come and do OK magazine shoot.
Yeah, oh, Charlotte, I need you
today.
Oh, really? I need you today. I've hardly had any sleep. What would you recommend to do for under the eyes?
But so literally, all we need is a bit of this. I've got a magic stick, and it's from Benefit.
Yeah.
And it's a play stick, and it's called Depuff. It's amazing.
Depuff. Is it, what's it called?
Depuff.
And it's the one with the metal end.
Yeah, it is.
So good.
What's it called, Depuff?
Oh my God, it's called Play Stick, and it's Play Stick Party from Benefit.
It's really good because it plays on the old wives' trick of putting a... like a teaspoon in the fridge and
putting it overnight. Amazing?
So it literally, the cold metal combined with the product.
I need this.
It's amazing. It's so
Charlotte,
good.
It's Christmas. Yeah. I need one. I'm so excited. I need it tonight.
We need an emergency supply.
I'll tell you what, we'll do a YouTube tutorial with you.
Yeah, I'd love that. You can maybe... can you ever do de-glamming? I was told to de-glam the other day.
No, we are never de-glamming.
But I am just a glamorous. I can't help it.
Yeah, you can't not be glam.
So people say that to me, and I'm like, no.
No,
I'm quite de-glam.
Every day's a catwalk, girl.
I need to glam up.
I know. I love a bit of glamour. And they said to me for this job, right, we'll just de-glam you. And this makeup artist put a load of Nivea cream and just slapped it on my eyes, like, take it off. And I was like, bitch.
Yeah, no.
I was like, no.
Well, she's clearly just jealous.
No.
Good that she's using Nivea, though, not some other crap. It could have been worse.
Well, I wasn't very happy. I was like, put that makeup back on. Yeah, straight away.
Get that fluff on.
No, I did the sneaky one. You know, when you go, yeah, I really like your makeup. Then you go in the loo and you start doing it.
Oh, yeah. You know, you see that a lot. You see that a lot.
How many times? So, Charlotte, this is fantastic. So, you've always been beauty obsessed, really, because you've really become a big phenomenon. You're out a lot, and the press love you.
I know, right? But
you enjoy it though, don't you? You enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I just love my life. It's just weird and wonderful. But I do want to like do a couple more things. I'm doing a few TV shows. I've got a couple of stuff lined up. And then,
can you tell us? Is there anything you can talk about?
Not really. Ooh. Not yet. Oh, actually, no. I think I can talk about what I'm filming for a show on TLC. I've not really watched anything on TLC.
Yeah.
Program, but I start filming next week. It's like a detox program.
Oh,
me and Lizzie are interested in this now.
Detox.
I know. And I think my headline is like, I can't remember a week and I've gone without.
No,
oh, good for you.
Oh,
if
my
you're
going
to be getting drunk, make sure it's on Prosecco.
I know, but I think I get hypnotised. So imagine I come out of it and I'm like,
you don't,
I don't
like Prosecco
anymore.
Do you know what? At one point, when we back in the really party days of OK, we used to go to like literally like the local pub next to where we work, and the guy used to come over and go Prosecco, and he'd know. And it happened again in the local Pizza Express. They'd walk up and go Prosecco, like without even asking. Terrible.
Yeah, I get that.
Swelling.
I get that in my local chippy. I go, do you want the usual? I'm like, yeah, I want extra, extra, extra large of everything.
Oh, I love that.
So, Charlotte, you've got lots of exciting stuff coming up. And would you, because we were talking about the jungle earlier, is that something you consider, would you love to do?
Yeah, I'd love to do the jungle mix. I love a challenge and I always take a risk. So I think I'd love to do it, I was meant to do it a couple of years ago when Amy Willerton was meant to be doing it, but it just never ended up happening. But everything happens for a reason.
I think so.
I'm sure you've got amazing stuff coming up.
No, I have to say, everyone, you have to meet you is to love you. You are so adorable. I have to say that. I really do. I say that to everyone. You're the most sweetest, funny person. You are funny though, really properly funny.
Get on I'm a Celebrity. Get on I'm a Celebrity.
Get in that jungle, my darling. We'll get you on it. All right, darling. We'll look forward. We're going to do a YouTube makeup with me.
Yes, 100%.
Right, we'll sort that. I'll look forward to that, darling. Loads of love to you.
I'll voice note you later, my darling.
Yeah, yeah. Voice one related to one of your accents. And I'll be going, all right, you Charlotte. How are you?
I will, honey.
Thank you,
Charlotte.
Love to mum. Thanks for coming on. Bye, darling.
Thank you, bye.
Oh, she's a lovely girl.
What a gem. I like her.
Charlotte Dawson is being quality fun, let me just tell you. We had such a giggle. I didn't stop laughing. Her father was a comic genius, and she's definitely got the
comic gene.
Fantastic. She's a lovely girl.
There's been so much going on recently. I can't even keep up, and we've only got like 15 minutes left.
We've got new president. Brad, he's been cleared. Yeah. Oh,
did you see him? Literally, the images of him, he looks like he's lost a lot of weight.
So does she. Did you see her?
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on, guys? Pull it together.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
It is quite
scary. Brad or Angelina?
Brad.
What side? Brad.
Team Brad.
Team Brad.
I was always Team Jen. So,
I'm on Brad's side.
Yeah, I'm definitely am. I think that Angelina is quite scary. And I'm not being... I'm not doing this because I fancy Brad Pitt and I obviously don't fancy Angelina, but she genuinely scares the crap out of me.
I remember that weird thing with her other boy from before doing the blood thing.
Yeah, and there's lots of weird stuff. And I just, to be fair, they're both bad for doing that W magazine shoot that I've never got over, and it wasn't even my relationship. So what can I say? I'm livid.
Shoot from the hip, Rosie.
Literally.
Right, we've got a quick track. Rosie, we got too much to talk about.
I know.
Play a quick track and then more gossip.
Amazing.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Bite that time.
Sorry, I'm... Just how I love that track, by the way, but I wasn't listening to the track properly. Rosie just made me feel her stomach.
It's because I couldn't work out if
it's so very. It's very toned.
Is it?
Yeah, it's muscle.
I couldn't work out with that. It's fat or muscle.
I can't tell you what goes on in this radio studio.
Right, I can't really work out what that is.
Now stop touching yourself up, Rosie. I can't concentrate. Now you have been chatting with some stars of late.
I have recently.
I'm very impressed with the story you told me. Well, the song was on. Please tell everyone.
Well, basically, Sarah Jessica Parker was in town a few weeks ago. It was actually a month or so ago now, but I have to talk to you about it because I haven't seen you and it was quite amazing.
I'm quite jealous.
So basically she's launching her perfume Stash, which she says isn't a celebrity fragrance because she doesn't see herself as a celebrity.
Oh.
Which I think I kind of get, because I swear she doesn't think she's famous, because basically when I interviewed her, it's just, if you can imagine the scene in Notting Hill where Hugh Grant goes in and interviews Julia Roberts, it's like that, except I'm not a phony, I'm actually a professional. And I'm allowed to be there. But basically, we were there, and usually there's like a team of people sat in the room with you, we're in this lovely suite, and there's flowers everywhere, and there's like catered food. And then I walked in, and I was like, hi, nice to meet you. And she was like, hey. And then we just started chatting briefly, and then she was like, so where are you from? And we started talking about, like, to ask me about my family and things like that. And then she turned around to her PR and asked her PR to leave the room for when we did the interview. And I was like, oh. So then when we did the interview.
How nice.
Just the two of us. So it was a really good interview because it was just
natural.
It was so natural. It was just two girls chatting.
So she's really genuinely lovely.
Really, really amazing.
And how did she look?
Gorgeous. She's had no work done at all. I was like, that's what? I like.
Yeah, she's great.
Nothing at all. But she,
I love her fashion sense.
Yeah, beautiful dress, amazing jewellery. We were obviously touching each other's jewellery all the time.
You love a bit of a touch.
Love touching jewellery.
You are touching everything touching today, everything. Girl.
But yeah, basically, she was really nice. She was telling me that she misses Carrie Bradshaw a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought she'd be like, oh no, I'm cool with that. She's like, you know, I'm cool. You know, we didn't leave her in a bad place. Like, she talks about her as if Carrie is like a huge part of her, which she probably is. But she's basically she's grieving Carrie still.
She misses the character.
She's like, we didn't leave her in a bad place. I know she's okay, but I just miss her so much. And I was like, oh.
Because you become that, I know it sounds a bit weird, but you become that person.
Yeah.
It's method acting.
Yeah,
isn't it, darling?
Method acting. And I did say to her, do you miss the whole thing? Do you miss the girl? She's like, I miss it terribly. And that was it. Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Bring it back.
Darling, listen, I could talk to you all night and day. We haven't even done the One Direction. And
I know.
There's so much more.
We'll have to save it for another show.
We'll save it for next week. Yeah. Well, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Forgive me,
so
I'm a little bit hungover today.
Lightly worse for
I
wear.
Love being with Rosie Underwood.
We've had so much fun.
I love this girl, and thank you for listening. And tune in next week, guys. Love you all.
Bye.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own.
I won't let go.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.